Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
Good evening and welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast as we are 1 week from NHL playoff hockey, recording on a Monday night live on YouTube, on Facebook, Twitter, all those good places. I am the host of the show, Brad Brood, joined alongside my co-host, Blake Friars. And yeah, next Monday night, we are talking Stanley Cup playoffs underway. And yeah, this year's kind of flown by in my mind.
Yeah, no, this year did go by quick. I mean, it was nice to have like a regular start, right? Last year, we didn't really start on time and yada, yada, yada this year, right? At a regular starting time and all those preseason games we talked about and we get rid of, but no, it's been good.
Still don't understand this schedule. Friday night, which is a good Friday, okay. No games. Saturday, yep. Every team plays 16 games, and then Sunday, which is Easter, if you're going to give a day off, give Easter off. We have hockey. I don't understand. I'm done with this schedule this year. This schedule sucks. Let's put our games up against the Masters on Sunday.
Do you think they did the Saturday? Because it's like, it's a Saturday, though. Like they.
I love having tons of games on Saturday, but that doesn't negate that you still can't have five or six on Friday.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't need to have 16. We could have a dozen. We could have a dozen on Saturday. That would be plenty for me.
Yeah.
The schedule this year has been... They obviously, I don't know what they changed, but whoever did the schedule this year was different. A different person.
Yeah, it has been. It's been weird. I even noticed it. I usually don't notice stuff like that, too.
Jacked all year. It sucked. The schedule, the playoffs start on a Monday night. Idiotic. There's so many things they've dropped the ball on this year between scheduling blackouts, stupid theme nights and crap. This league has dropped the ball this year. Absolutely dropped the ball. All right. Hockey on the weekend was good. Really, really good, actually. I don't know. I watch a lot of different types of hockey, and it's weird when your teams are probably not going to make the playoffs but are fighting for a playoff spot. It's hard to know how to feel watching a game. I don't know. It's
got a different feeling. Like it's
like when they can control their destiny, it's a little bit better feeling. But when they can't control their destiny, it's like you're watching and you're cheering for them. Yet you're like, well, that's not going well. So that's gonna negate. You know what I mean?
Let's take the cat out of the hat. Like, Calgary needing the Sharks to win, like as a fat Calgary fan, I'd be like,
well, they don't need the Sharks to win.
Probably not feeling the grace.
No, I mean, but they don't. I mean, they can still get in with the Sharks losing tonight. I mean, but the odds just go down more. I mean,
yeah,
because I mean, there's no reason. I mean, not that I think. I mean, Calgary needs to just freaking worry about themselves, and win their games, but, right.
I mean, no, I don't.
If someone told me that Winnipeg beat San Jose but then lost to Colorado and Minnesota, I would be like, yeah, that could happen.
And that's the thing, like for Calgary that they got working for them. Like, yeah, they don't got games to work with, but I mean,
Minnesota and Colorado, they got Minnesota. Winnipeg's got Minnesota tomorrow night, so they got to go through the border tonight still.
Yeah, like that. Like that's the, like in Colorado,
they're playing for something
here. Like they're playing for first, mm-hmm. and while they're playing for home ice too. So yeah, like, it's not going to be guy like teams resting guys end of the season, yada yada yada, stuff like that. So, it should go down to the wire.
I got two things that I don't understand. I see it. I don't know if it was a tweet or a Facebook post. I don't even know what it was this week, but it said that the WWE and the UFC combined create $21.4 billion.
Yeah, in revenue.
In revenue.
Right.
And if the NHL is worried about revenue, why are we trying to take fighting out of the sport? It's obvious violet sells, right?
Yeah, but like,
you know, and I don't want it back in the 70s. I'm not saying that.
But like, you just rarely see it anymore, though.
Like, I like the odd scrap. This week we saw a ton of them. We saw a ton of them this week. More fights this week than we have all year.
It's just getting fizzled out of our youth in the game, right? I mean, look at the queue, Superman Quebec just getting rid of as a whole, as a province.
I agree with you, Blake, and I know what you're gonna say. You're like, they're trying to
weed it out of the youth.
The pussification of the sport's trying to wean it out. And I'm not saying I want big brawls, and I'm not saying that. But what we can't forget, if we're truly trying to raise revenue, that we watch hockey for what, right? Entertainment, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to piggyback this with another thing. So Bo Horvat says that the fans in Long Island are better than the one in Vancouver, which is an awesome comment. It's great. I love it. That's what we want. We beg every year for people to say what they're thinking more, right? And then when they say what they're thinking, then we'd boohoo them and say, well, that's not appropriate to say.
Okay, but my devil's advocate to you would be, he was in Vancouver, he was the corporate captain every single day, didn't say what's on his mind, just said what the organization wanted to say. He was a pop in Vancouver. That's what he was. And now he goes to Long Island. He's got this big fancy $8.5 million deal. And now he says what's on his mind.
He made a comment.
That's what threw me off about
that.
So
here's the thing.
I did not expect that from Horvat.
Why?
At all.
And then today
completely backtracked on his comments.
Come on. What I don't understand is, why do Vancouver fans care? Why are they in an uproar?
Personally, I don't care. I don't care. I was just kind of surprised you said it.
I mean, why? Like, for example, you know what? I found one, you know, there isn't many of them. There is not many normal, level-headed Canuck fans. But when there is one, I'm going to point it out here. Today on one of the TSNs, it was a comment about this, and I posted, remember when you could say what you felt? Everyone is so soft and sensitive now. Is this not why we love sports? It's for entertainment and rivalries. Is this crazy to me? We keep hearing people say we want to hear more players with personality. We want them to be more outgoing. We want them to speak up. But then when they do, we berate them and criticize them for saying something that is negative against another group. And this Patrick Bell wrote, he rewrote, I'm a longtime Canuck fan. I wasn't offended at all with what he said. He was emotional, especially after his contract was handled by the Canucks. I think he believed he'd play most, if not all, of his career in Vancouver. I'm still a fan of his. He brings good value, especially for a playoff push for the Islanders, and I wish him the best.
Okay,
Pause. That's great.
The way his contract was handled, they offered him a fair contract for what he's been.
Well, no, they
what
picked
he's, what he's done.
They picked Miller over him,
and rightfully so. Miller's a better player.
Well, we'll see.
Miller's been great. Miller's been over a point per game ever since he's arrived in Vancouver.
We'll see how it goes. Listen,
do you know that Bo Horvat had 38 goals in 46 games in Vancouver, and he has 7 goals his last 36 with the Islanders? Does that concern you?
No. They're going to make the playoffs. The Canucks aren't.
Are you sure they're going to make the playoffs?
We'll talk about that. That's one of the things we're talking about today.
We'll see.
Another thing this week that I don't understand is this. I'm not condoning at all what Carson Briere did by pushing the wheelchair down the stairs. I think it's an idiotic, it's a stupid, childish, immature stupid move, right?
Yeah.
But we're banning him and kicking him off of college hockey for this when we have players that have raped and done other things more criminal than this that are still playing. Yeah. Society. Hello.
Yeah, it's a pretty cruel example they made out of this kid, but
I don't condone it. I mean, it's stupid.
Is he going to learn, though? But
like, ban him for life?
I'm all for second chances, but like...
Well, you're not getting... always giving him a second chance. But why are we giving Evander Kane a second chance? Why are we giving... There's all kinds of... We could name example after example after example. In NFL, NBA, all these sports. We could name example after example.
Yeah. No, I know.
It's stupid. It is absolutely stupid. But other stupid thing we're going to talk about today. All right, let's talk about the Stanley Cup playoff races as they hit the home stretch. And a few teams could still eke their way in. And I heard a lot of people today on Hockey Talk saying that someone's going to sneak in that we don't expect. I don't know if it's true or not. We're going to talk about it, Blake. We're going to talk about it. And we'll go around the league, talk about the Bruins record, Woodcroft success, some hockey in Australia, PK Subban, and some NCAA hockey championships. All right, let's get on. We'll go to the East first, because we do the East first every single week.
Yep.
Really, the only teams that can still get in or fall out are the wild cards, and that's Florida, the Islanders, Pittsburgh, and Buffalo.
Yeah.
And Buffalo's hanging by a thread, although...
Buffalo's tied 1-1 with the Rangers in the second right now.
Yeah. They got four games. That's what they have working for them.
Yep. Yeah, we talked about that last week, too.
Pittsburgh's five points ahead of them, though. 5 points. The wild cards, last wild card spot.
And Buffalo makes one of those games up today because Pittsburgh's off.
Yeah, but the Islanders are not off.
The Islanders are losing right now to the Capitals.
Yeah, but...
It's a big game. Like,
I don't know how you catch that. I don't know how you catch that. Because I don't think Florida's going anywhere.
Well, I mean, the only way they catch them is if one team straight out falls on their face.
I think Pittsburgh does.
Let me see here. They got the Blackhawks tomorrow.
Okay, the Blackhawks aren't trying to win, so...
Which, if you're a Calgary fan, should be a must-win. But we all know how that went.
What are you taking shots at me for? I mean, your team's not...
I'm just in the playoffs saying, like, for 4 years. There's no guaranteed wins, so I'm saying.
No, I don't think there's a guaranteed win at all, but I think there's a few teams that down the final stretch here are not really working too hard.
And then they play Columbus. So, like, that's the last two games. Two of the worst teams in the league. So, you would think they would bear down and win those games, but I don't know.
They probably get 3 or 4 points. 3 or 4 points would be a fair guess,
I'd say. And I would think that's good. I think that would be enough. You would think, right?
Then the Islanders, who do they have? The Islanders have Washington, who they're losing to right now.
And
they have one more game.
They got the Canadiens.
That should be an easy one, or you'd think.
Easier. And then the Panthers got Toronto tonight.
Yeah.
And then they got the Hurricanes. So that's tough.
I don't know. The Hurricanes have not been good lately. They're losing again
tonight. No, they haven't been. But like, that's the best team out of all those guys, all those teams I just named. Right.
So, yeah. I mean, if I had to put money on it, I guess, and I think Pittsburgh is the one that's going to fall out of it, but
Buffalo,
they have the best chance.
Buffalo plays the Rangers tonight, and then they play the Devils tomorrow, which is Tuesday, and then they play Ottawa Thursday, and then Columbus Friday. So, kind of the teams playing similar teams, so... I don't know, man. I'm with you. I think it's too much points to go for Buffalo.
I want Buffalo.
They get a little closer. If the Islanders win, they'll be four back?
If they win tonight, they'll be
four back.
Yep.
So
with a game in hand, but you got to win it.
Yeah, like it would be, you know, it'd be interesting if like Buffalo played one of these teams they're chasing. That would be really, like, that would make it really interesting.
One of the things that you got to think you can't lose sight of either is we only have games through Thursday. Or, well, there's a game, two games there's on Friday, five. But I don't believe Buffalo is one of them. So they've got to get four games in.
No, Buffalo, but does play Friday.
They do. Okay. But still,
so like I could come down last game of the year.
Yeah, four games between now and Friday.
Which would be cool.
That's a lot of hockey.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of hockey.
Yep.
As far as the divisional setups go, Carolina stumbling a bit. Jersey could catch him. And you know what? For that matter, the Rangers could catch him, but it's highly unlikely with a three-point lead.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, or not Pittsburgh, Boston has locked it up. Toronto and Tampa pretty much locked too. So
that's settled. I feel like the Atlantic's been figured out for months. Like Boston was going to win the division. Tampa was going to play Toronto. It was just a matter of like who had home ice, right?
It was about October 15th. We figured that one out.
Yeah, pretty much. But the Leafs locked up that number two spot. So it's a rematch of last year's first round, which should be interesting.
You want to hear what the odds for Buffalo are to make the playoffs?
Like
1%.
1%? Really?
Money Puck has them at a half of a percent, and the Athletic has them at 1%. They have.
See, I thought it would have been a little higher.
Money Puck has Pittsburgh at 42.3, and the Athletic has them at 54%. They have Florida. Money Puck has Florida at 77.8.
And well, if Florida wins and the Islanders lose, they clinch.
And the Athletic has them at 72%. The Islanders, let's see what they have the Islanders at. 79.5% and 73%. Pretty high.
See, like, they would be slow on my list. They haven't been playing good hockey down the stretch.
You got to remember, they hold the cards here. I mean,
no,
they've won. What do you mean they haven't been playing?
That's the hardest spot to be in, though. I think I'd rather be the chaser.
Wait a second. What did you say? They're not playing good hockey. They're 6-3-1 in their last 10, winners of two in a row.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like the way they've been playing, though. Like, they've been
getting 2 points overnight. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't like the way they're playing right now.
The West is an interesting one, and pretty much in my mind solved, but I guess it can happen. I don't know. Let's go through it. Divisional setups, for the most part, are pretty solved, except for the fact that I heard some people talking today that they wouldn't be shocked if Seattle took Los Angeles' spot. Los Angeles is struggling. Winners of just 5 of their last 10, losers of 3 straight, and the Kraken are winners of 4 in a row, points in 8 of their last 10. They're 2 points behind the Kings for that final spot in the Pacific Division. I don't know. That's another opportunity.
Well, we talked about them maybe winning this division, right, a couple weeks ago, but they've kind of tailed off. But I mean, it doesn't help when the Oilers are just rolling the way they are. But, yeah, if Nashville loses to Calgary today, that probably is it for them.
I think. Yep.
Nashville,
everybody in, Nashville's current odds are 4% on the Athletic and 2.5% on Money Puck.
Yeah.
Calgary, they have to beat Nashville tonight or they're cooked.
And then they got San Jose.
And then they got San Jose, which they have to win.
And we already talked about Winnipeg's schedule too. So they got Minnesota, Colorado.
They hope. I mean, all they can do is, all Calgary can do is win their next two and hope Winnipeg loses to both Minnesota and Colorado.
So if Winnipeg wins today, they just need 1 point of the next two games.
Yep.
So, It's not a good spot to be in as a player or as a fan to rely on out-of-town scoreboard. It's completely out of Calgary's hands. Like, if they would have got that extra point against Vancouver or that loss against Chicago, which just killed them. I mean, like, that was that's just an unacceptable loss. Like, that's the story of the whole Flames season right there, right? I mean, you outshoot a team, 40 shots, you outshoot them by 10+.
Calgary's record versus Chicago, Montreal, Columbus, and Detroit is 1-6-2.
Yeah, that's
the season.
Like, those are that's season defining stuff right there. Like, it's I don't watch hockey for a long time. I've never seen anything like this before. Like, a team has lost almost 20 loser point games. They've lost 10 plus games where they've had 40 shots and outshot their opponent by 10 plus.
I believe it's like 20 it's, plus.
Huh?
They have 20 plus? They have. This is from a week or so ago. They have games decided by one goal. They've played 40. At that point, had played 41. I believe they have three more since then. And they had, at that point, they add three more to this. They have they have 28 or 29 one goal losses.
Yeah, that's insane. The guy is absolutely insanity.
They have,
I've never seen anything like it.
They have 16 overtime and shootout losses. They've hit the post 70 or 80 plus times this year. They've outshot their opponents by 10 and lost 23 times.
Yeah, like that's crazy. Like that, like, and like the 40 shot thing, just that's insane. Like,
yeah, but it's yes, but
if you're putting 40 shots on net, you're losing.
You got to get a couple timely saves. They're not getting saves, and they're not getting.
No,
they don't have. They have guys. They have fringe guys. Dylan Dubé. I mean, how long is the Dylan Dubé experiment gonna go?
Well, I think Carter's got like 54 points. Like, it's he hasn't had a good year.
He doesn't care. He's lazy. He's atrocious. We single-handedly lost the Chicago game because of Nazem Kadri.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. Not where Calgary stands right now, 16.1% chance of making the playoffs, according to MoneyPuck, 17% for the Athletic. Winnipeg in the driver's seat, 79% chance on Athletic and 81.3% on MoneyPuck.
Isn't that crazy, though, like that Winnipeg, even in this conversation, they were literally third in the NHL after Christmas. Like, it's insane, like that. They just taken a complete nosedive in the standings. Like, it's like it hasn't been good enough for them. Hasn't been good enough.
I still think that Edmonton will overtake Vegas for the Pacific lead. I still think that'll happen. It hasn't yet. They're 2 points back. They're 9-0-1 in their last 10. Winners of 7 straight. I don't know how they don't catch Vegas and pass them here. We'll see.
Are you manifesting a Battle of Alberta first round? How cool would that be?
I don't care who. If Calgary gets in, which is a freaking 72-yard field goal at this point.
I feel like if Calgary got in, though,
this would be the year they beat Edmonton.
I feel like they can make noise.
Oh yeah,
I feel like they would turn it on in the playoffs.
Well, they've been turning it on now.
I would not want to play Calgary in a 7-game series.
Look at Calgary's last. Look at their record in their last 20 games. It's not bad at all. It's not bad.
No. It's been fine.
The only teams they lose to are bad teams.
It's the games that they've lose. It's the games they've lost. It's like,
But everybody forgets all the good teams they beat along the way, though, too.
No. I know they play good hockey on the stretch. They have they've been playing playoff hockey for 2 months. They've been fighting for their lives, right? And we talk about how that's a good thing, right? If you play that style and you make it heading in, so see what happens.
Colorado has taken over. Oh, they're tied with Dallas. They own the tiebreaker and have a game in hand. I don't know. I don't think Dallas is. I think Colorado is cruise control. They're gonna roll through their last four.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with you there. We talk about Colorado like most of the year, right? I mean, they're injured and they're just like now they're getting healthy and here they come. They're rolling at the right time, right? So. It's a scary team, man, heading in the playoffs. Like, this is...
I still worry a little bit about...
I do not want to play that team.
I still worry a little bit about their goaltending, and I still worry a little bit about injuries with that team.
You don't, Gorgiev has been great.
I know. I mean, and I worried about Grubauer last year in the playoffs. I did. Going in, I was like, I just don't know if I feel comfortable with him. But, and I'm not saying they've got, like, some... They're not Grubauer. In Toronto's situation.
Grubauer.
Or not Grubauer. What am I talking about? Last year when
Kemper,
I was worried about him.
Seattle didn't make the playoffs last year, buddy.
No. I don't know. I we'll see. I there's so much talent on that Colorado team.
Yeah.
There's so many question marks. So when you look at the West. The
health scares me. Like
right now, I look at the West, you know. And if you get in, you have a chance to win it. I mean, Colorado, there's chinks in their armor this year. Dallas, I mean, they put up a ton of points. They do great things. They get great goaltending from here and there. But listen, I don't know.
I hate to say this, man, because I have a bunch of family that cheer for the Oilers, but I think they have the easiest path to the final.
I don't know.
They have one of the easiest paths.
I think
if they get goaltending and
that's a big thing.
If McDavid keeps scoring the way he is and they get depth scoring down the way.
I'm sorry, though. You're not – McDavid's not waltzing through a seven-game series without getting a lot more slashes and a lot more hits.
Oh, for sure. 100%. They're way more physical.
And we've seen how Edmonton responds to that. Not very good.
No, not very good. No.
So, I don't know. I mean, are they probably the favorite right now in the West? I think probably, yeah, they are, aren't they?
I mean, it's probably, like, if it was up to me, just looking at it right now, probably Colorado Edmonton rematch in the Western Conference Final.
Probably be the most likely, but I could see Vegas there. I could see LA there and not be shocked. I could see Minnesota there. And quite honestly, if somebody told me that Winnipeg found their way there, I wouldn't even be shocked.
Oh, listen, like, we got to give the Kraken some credit here. Like, this team is, I don't know how this team's going to fare in the playoffs.
I don't
down
either.
Down the stretch, when the chips are on the table, they're 7-2-1. They won four in a row, right? We're like, Seattle might get caught here. No, we're gonna put that to rest. We're gonna control our own fate. We're gonna lock up the playoffs. So
yeah. No, I know it's crazy.
I don't know. They've been good. They've been a good team. They're a fast team. Boy, they're fast. They are fast.
All righty, time to go around the league. Let's first talk about the Boston Bruins as they break the record here. 63 wins, regular season, it's crazy. A record that was held by the 1995-96 Detroit Red Wings, 2018-2019 Tampa Bay Lightning. None of us saw this. I had Boston making the playoffs. You didn't. I thought they were going to be a good team this year, but I thought they were on the downward trend. And
we talked about like this could be the last kick of the can, right?
Oh, they kicked it hard. They kicked it hard.
NHL record. But, I mean, talk about this all the time. President's Trophy curse.
I know.
look at the Lightning, man. They set the NHL record, swept in the first round to Columbus.
Yep. Oh, it can easily happen. That's why we love hockey, right?
It's a huge target on your back. Teams are going to want to come in and beat you. You're going to get their best hockey because they want to beat the best. Yeah, it's been a great season for them. I mean, Pastrnak 60 goal season. The goaltending duo, like you can talk them a whole podcast about the Bruins' success this year. They're getting depth scoring from everybody, all four lines. The additions they made at the deadline, just perfect additions for that team with Orlov and Hathaway. Listen, I'm not a big Bruins guy from 2011, but I got to respect what they're doing. I got to respect it. They've been unreal.
They have been really, really good this year. And somebody else that's been really, really good, and I did not realize this, and it kind of caught me off guard, and I don't think it's just him. I have a theory.
Eugene Hopkins?
I have a theory on this. No, Jay Woodcroft, he took over the Edmonton job 14 months ago. They were 6 points out of a playoff spot at the time. They have went 73, 32, and 12 since.
Yep.
That's pretty damn good. Second best winning percentage in the first 100 games ever.
Well, did you see the splits of this season? The first 41 games this season, they were not a good team.
No.
They were like, they hovered around 500. The last half, I think they're like 35-2 or something.
One of the things, though.
It's insane.
And I think, and this is my theory on this, I feel like this team has finally matured. I feel like they solidified their defense a little bit. That's a big factor.
Well,
and they've matured a little bit.
It also helps when you got a power play that's 35% and one of the best power plays in NHL history.
And that's why I still don't know how it's going to translate into the playoffs, because I think it's a much different hockey game in the playoffs.
McDavid's got 100 points and Drysdale's 150 points. And Drysdale's got 100-plus points. Nugent Hopkins came on fire this year. But a lot of their points come on the power play. And that's one thing that concerns me, because some of that stuff goes away in the playoffs. Sometimes you don't get many power plays in the playoffs to work with. You got to work 5-on-5 and play the game 5-on-5. But so like that would concern me a little bit. But I don't know. They've been incredible, though. It's been incredible.
They have. We talked about the schedule earlier in the show, and I'm gonna throw in my two cents of bitching again. But Sportsnet reported this week that NHL is heading to Australia next year. The first two teams that are going are the Kings and Coyotes, and it sounds like they're going to try to have two more teams go next year. I don't understand this. I don't get it. I don't understand this. I don't know what this helps besides kill the teams that go. And if I was an owner of a team, I'd say...
Well, now, it's a preseason, right, you said?
I did not hear if it was preseason or regular season. I'm not sure.
If it's preseason, I'm fine with it.
I'm not.
But if it's regular season, look what they just did this year, right? It was a Tampa and Nashville over there. They play a game overseas and they come back. They do not play for a whole week.
This is going to be
that?
I can bet you money this is going to be a regular season. They're not sending teams over there for preseason games. They're not.
Well, I was in 2018. They said they sent Vancouver and LA overseas for a preseason game. So they've done it in the past. So
I don't know.
I see them doing it again. I don't know.
I don't understand this at all. I don't understand it at all. Another thing I don't understand is this week PK Subban is at it again. He made disrespectful remark 2 weeks ago to Mark Messier, and then this week he's chirping off saying, "Oh, big party for these guys, gloating over here, drinking from the cup. It's crazy." I think he's wearing out his welcome real quick with these guys.
Yeah, I mean, but like that. I don't know. Like, you look at TNT, they're trying to be funny and whatnot. And
yes, Biz, but you don't disrespect Hall of Famers.
Yeah, but Biz crosses the line a lot too.
I don't like him either.
But what Biz is doing, I think, is I think it's funny. It's good. He's just a funny dude.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. The panel on Hockey Night in Canada doesn't try to be smart asses and funny.
But they're also a robot, though.
No, they're very entertaining. Do you think Kevin BX is a robot? Give me a break.
No, not BX is not, but
well, BX. Okay, but here's
I think all the BX has actually injected some life into that broadcast.
Here's the difference, though. He injects.
If they had a couple more BXs, it'd be great.
Listen to me, Blake. He injects life, but he does it in a professional manner.
Yeah.
Bissonnette and PK Subban don't.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. BX has still got some jabs in there. But
he does it in a professional manner.
Yeah.
And he's never disrespected anybody, has he?
No.
And he's entertaining every single week, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, PK Subban can't say the same thing. I don't know.
I didn't see what he said, but I'll have to go back and listen to it. I missed what he said.
I don't know. It's not like he like stepped over the line and said something really stupid. Just the way he is. I don't know. I'm not a fan. Anyways, let's talk some college hockey. Quinnipiac beats Minnesota, which is always a good thing, in overtime thriller, which was always fun to have a first time team win the national championship. But where I'm going with this is numerous college players, including Luke Hughes, Faber in Minnesota, all these
Matthew Nyes just signed today too.
Yep, all these guys sign, right? Before I go on, I'm going to mention too that Adam Fantilli of Michigan won the 2023 Hobie Baker Award. So
yeah,
good luck with that one. There's a curse there too. But anyways, how do you feel about let's say like a Luke Hughes? I'll use him as an example. He's coming on to a Devils team now. Like, you don't screw with this roster and have him play, do you? You can't do that, can you?
I think he might play one of the next two games because he's going to burn his year of his contract anyway. But unless you think he can be a serious difference maker in the playoffs, I don't think he plays.
I mean, do you dare shake the room with that?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Give him a game at the end of the year. See what you got with the kid, because you already locked up a playoff spot. And
you're fighting for home ice. Now you're fighting for division.
No, that is true. I don't know. That's a good question.
They're 2 points back. I mean, they're losing tonight.
2 points up.
They're 2 points up. Yeah, they're 2 points up and losing right now.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. So is this the time? No, they're 1 point up. What the heck?
Rangers took the lead on.
Hang on. We're wrong. New Jersey's 1 point back of Carolina right now. I'm not putting Luke Hughes in.
Oh no, I was talking in sense of they're 2 points up, on home ice against the Rangers too. So
yeah, but they can win this thing. I would want to win the division. Take on one of these wild cards that have been beating the shit out of each other all the way to get in.
So just an update here. Let's see here. Rangers are up 2-1 after one.
After two.
After two, sorry. Hurricanes are down 2-1, and Toronto's up 1-0 after one. Yeah. After two, so.
I don't know. I just think that signing these college signings is fine and all. I just don't know that playing them right away.
For Matthew Nyes, I might give him a look in the top six.
Yeah, because you're not moving. He's not going to make a top six in Toronto right now, is he?
Well, if they
would, who do you take out?
You would take out like a Kerfoot or something.
You are not taking Kerfoot out.
He doesn't do much for me, man.
No way.
Here's the thing. Matthew Nyes is a 6'3", 230-foot-pound winger. To me, that just seems like such a good fit with Tavares and Nylander.
Yeah, but no experience.
And that allows you to play Matthews and Tavares and O'Reilly down the middle. That's how you win in the playoffs. You got to win down the middle.
With no experience.
Well, they have no experience. We've talked about it. Their goaltending has no experience. They haven't won when it matters. That'll be the interesting thing about it.
All right, time to shift gears. We're heading into three questions. Blake's got three questions when we get back.
It's time for three questions.
Last week, I fired three questions at Blake. It's his turn this week. Question number one, go.
Okay, so you're a Flames fan, okay? And I was thinking about this today, okay? I just want to pick your brain on this and get your, like, thoughts on this, okay? So, Tree Living is has expiring contract at the end of the year, right? Uh-huh. Sutter's got 2 years left, I believe, right?
Reportedly.
After this year? After this?
Reportedly.
So, if the Flames miss the playoffs, like what do you what would you do if you were ownership or the president of the team, like with Tree Living and Sutter if they miss the playoffs?
Nothing. Well, you're bringing Sutter back. You already signed him, and I'm bringing Tree Living back too because he's done a masterful job. He's done a great job with what he's been handed.
But okay, but he put his nuts on the table mm-hmm. in the offseason, and it didn't work.
Well, how do you know it didn't work? You're going to base it off. You're going to base it off.
Didn't make the playoffs.
You're going to base it off 1 year when you got sub 900 goaltending. You're going to base it on that 1 year. That's all you get, and you got sub 900 yeah. goaltending.
That's fair. That's fair.
You get over 900 goaltending. You have 8 more points. Pull up the standings. Where's 8 more points put you? 98 points. Yeah, you're in the playoffs.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. What player do you think is most built for NHL playoff hockey right now?
Like in the league, or what are you saying?
Yeah, in the league. Like, what do you think the best player is that's built for the playoffs?
Well, that's a tough question. Like, who do I want? I want Cale Makar healthy.
Yeah. I was thinking like a Brad Marchand, like a pest, and it can score, get under your skin, force you to take penalties.
Well, no, I'd rather have Leon Draisaitl than him, but.
Yeah.
No, I love pests, but they're not going to, I mean, they can get you over humps. They ain't going to win you at all.
Okay, last question. What playoff team, if your team does make it, are you most excited to watch this year?
Winnipeg Jets, Los Angeles Kings. Somewhere weird in my gut, I feel like Florida's going to do something that we don't expect.
After we shit on them all year long.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We talked about him in the Bedard race a little bit this year, too.
We did not go that far.
A little bit. I teased it a little bit.
But, I did. You might
have. We talked about how I didn't have their first round pick this year, and they weren't having a good year. But IBNRC, the Kraken, first time making the playoffs in their history. I think if they get goaltending, I think they can make some noise because that's a good, young, fast team. And they got a good defense.
If the playoffs start today, they have the Colorado Avalanche. And I'll steal a line from Daryl Sutter. It's going to be a waste of 8 days.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're going to get swept, but I think it'd be a... I don't think
no. it's all right.
I was a good line though. It was a waste of 8 days for the Oilers last year. I forgot about that line.
It wasn't for the Oilers. They didn't play the Oilers in the first round.
Yes, they did.
How did Colorado play the Oilers in the first round? If Edmonton played Calgary in the second round, how the hell did that work?
I'm saying last year they played him in the third round. It was a waste of 8 days.
Third round. No, the first round they played the Nashville Predators and it was 4-0.
Yeah, I said third round.
No, first round. He said the first round is going to be a waste of 8 days.
Yeah, for Nashville. And they swept them. And then they swept Nashville and they swept the Oilers. Yep, nuts.
All right, listener question. Who will be the NHL's next 70-goal scorer?
Ooh. I'll take Austin Matthews. You'll take Patrick Laine, right?
I don't know if we'll see. The only person that I think is... I don't
Connor
know if we'll
Bedard.
See one. I don't
Connor
know.
Bedard!
It hasn't happened.
He's got the release to do it if he wants to.
It hasn't happened in the modern era lately. I mean, Teemu Selanne is probably the most recent. Alexander Mogilny in 92-93 was the last.
So, hold on.
Mario Lemieux, 92-93, Teemu Selanne.
So who has gotten 60? It's been Stamkos, Ovechkin, Matthews, right? Those, they've all got 60.
Well, Pasternak and McDavid have 60 and 64 this year.
Right. McDavid.
I don't know. And then there's a huge drop. There's a Rantanen.
McDavid was on points on pace to get like 72 this year, but he kind of slowed down a little bit. But
it's a big drop.
If I was to tell you 10 years ago that there would be a player that got 150 points, what would you have said?
Sure.
Really? You would have believed that 10 years ago? Serious?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, if you told me there was a guy that scored 92 goals like Wayne Gretzky did in 1 year, I'd have told you you were crazy or shit.
Yeah, that's just, well, I said he had 210 points. Like, I don't think that'll ever be touched. Like, do you think McDavid has another level to get to?
I think it's going to be pretty hard to get to another level.
Like, I think this, like, the, I think he's at his peak. I guess is.
Well, how many points does he have this year?
153. Yeah. I think.
No, he doesn't.
So
he doesn't have 153 points. Are you kidding me? He's got 64 goals. He doesn't have 153 points. He's got 151, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, 151 points. Like, that's insane. Like, I would have said you're absolutely crazy. The guy would have 150 points.
I don't know. Am I a jerk to say? I'm surprised teams don't play him more physical.
He's shocked. Hard to catch, dude. He's hard to catch.
I know, but
the only time you can hit him is in the corners.
But you're going to get him.
Slippery.
They'll get him in the playoffs. You nail him after every whistle, man. This is a playoffs.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Like,
I would.
I'm saying
slippery, dude. He knows how to weave in and out of spots. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
We'll see.
He's just so hard to catch.
We'll see how it goes this year in the playoffs. I don't know. I just feel like.
Okay, one more thing. So Pedersen and Marner need one more point to get to 100 points, and if they do, 800 point players. That's incredible. That's incredible. That's a lot.
You know what? I don't want to hear one goddamn thing about Marner or Pedersen for that matter, because none of them get to the playoffs and produce. Pedersen probably not fair. He doesn't he hasn't been there.
Pardon me. Hold on.
Marner pardon in the me? Playoffs has been junk.
Okay, enough with the Pedersen slander.
What?
He had 17 points in 18 games.
Well, I just said, my last sentence was, in defense of Pedersen, he doesn't get to the playoffs to be able to showcase that.
Okay, well, in the 1 year he went, he produced. So
He did.
Stop it. He did. Okay, but yeah, Marner, I'll give you that. But that's pretty incredible.
When Marner puts up numbers, which I think he's going to do this playoffs, I really do.
You think? I do. You're high on the Leafs?
I don't know that I'm high on the Leafs, and I haven't decided if I got them going through the first round yet. I don't know yet.
You predicted them at the start of the year?
I did. I think this is the year they get the hump. I do. I think this is the year they get over the hump.
If they don't, this is their best team they've had with this core.
I like this team. I the only thing that scares me is the goaltending. Honest to God,
that's the most important.
It is a giant scare, man. It's a giant scare. I don't know, but we'll see. It'll be interesting, and I don't know. We're in the final week of the regular season. It is here. Season went super fast in my mind. Who gets in? We'll find out this week. Next week, we will be doing our Stanley Cup playoff prediction show. We cannot do it on Monday night because the playoffs start on Monday night. So you'll see us one of the nights this weekend doing the Stanley Cup prediction show. Always entertaining, rarely correct.
Well, last year we were pretty good.
In the playoffs. Regular season, yeah.
Regular season, no.
Playoffs, we were really good last year.
I think last year the playoffs, First round, we went like 7 for 8.
We were good. We were
even dialed on the games too.
We were pretty good last year. So if you're going to go to Vegas and you want to hear our predictions, tune in this weekend because, yeah, we were good in the playoffs, not so good in the regular season. We will see if we can do it again. That will be determined. Before we leave tonight, one important thing in the hockey world, and I hope everybody takes some time this week and says a few extra prayers. 5 years ago on April 6th, we lost the Humboldt Broncos. 16 members of the team and staff. I pray for the family, I pray for the friends, and I pray for the Humboldt hockey community. It's something that none of us will ever forget. Hockey fans, enjoyed this week's hockey action. We are back next week, same time, same great hockey talk. Hockey talk every week, the Debate Hockey Podcast.
Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.